Great shows at Pride48.com.
I gotta say this, Adam.
Recording stopped.
Say it.
Why is there such a weird delay?
Delay?
Like, I'm talking and then I'm hearing myself out of your headphones like a good second and a half later. Like, somehow there's a delay between you and me. Like, look at my video. Like, are my hands moving with, is my mouth moving with what I am saying, or is it off? Is it Zoom or is it the Rodecaster that's off?
It's pretty close.
All right. Yeah, now it's close. Now it's synced itself back up. It was a noticeable, like, I said something and it was a good, like, second and a half before you responded.
Yeah, since the snow, I have been having network issues of some sort.
That makes sense.
Because we kept losing internet today. And
so
I just rebooted my router, but I don't know, like, I'm not sure what's going on.
I want correction from the chat room. Frank Sinatra Jr. would have been 81. Frank Sinatra, the one that you played, would have been 109.
Oh, is Frank Sinatra Jr. not Frank Sinatra?
That would be his son. Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. Shit.
So, Frank Sinatra.
Well, we'll just have to, on the next show, I'll just have to, because it was not Frank Sinatra then. It was Frank Sinatra Jr.
Oh.
But I thought, I just for some reason was thinking Frank Sinatra Jr. was.
Oh, wow. Oh, so the one, the recording you played me was a Frank
was
Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay. And that's who I guessed. I guessed Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, but it's not Frank Sinatra's birthday. It's Frank Sinatra Jr.'s.
His birthday. I understand now. I'm very confused, but now I have figured it all out. I wanted to talk to the only thing I wanted to say about the Beast Games. And this is that new Mr. Beast game show that he did in collaboration with Amazon. So it's on Amazon Prime. The thing that I want to say is Mr. Beast is okay when he's doing really big crowd things. You know what I'm saying? Like, we took 10,000 people and we put them in this, you know, Toyota or whatever. And, you know, it's like,
more like these people have to touch this box,
right,
and
exactly,
can't
right.
leave.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. He's pretty, yeah. But what's happening now is that in the structure of his game show, right, he started with 2,000 contestants and, you know, got cut down to 1,000, got cut down to 500, got cut down to, you know, and now he's down to, at this point, he's down to like 50 something, but he's did this whole past episode as a side quest for just 9 of them. And he kind of, it all just kind of broke down like this up until this episode tonight. I was like, all right, yeah, it's, you know, it's Mr. Beast. He's not, you know, the sharpest tack in the drawer, right? His banter's not great, but he's like, it's edited well. And it's, you know, it's interesting. And it's like, you know, so,
yeah.
But then tonight when he had to have actual one-on-one talk with the contestants and actually try to do the narrative, you know, like he was trying to do Jeff Probst, uh-huh, because they were like, they're trying to get this out. And so he's like, you know, every time someone got eliminated, he would like burn their flag in the fire and it was really stupid looking and whatever. But the thing that got me was like, at one point in this game, one of the games that they were playing, for no reason under God's son, whatever the expression is, did they need a guest star to show up? But out of nowhere, they're like, oh, and now with no preamble, whatever, it's just like, hey, it's our very special celebrity guest that just stopped by, Lil Yachty. I have no idea who the fuck.
Well, I know that name. Lil Isn't Yachty. That a rapper or something?
Yeah. Yeah. But he stood there silently, yeah, and they kept this in. There was like this weird, awkward, just pause where he's just like, hey. And then this weird silence is like, I realize now that the truncate will take that silence out.
I hate celebrity guests on anything,
yeah,
that, well, where they're not, right. It's like, oh, well, specifically YouTube, like, okay, Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah.
I hate it when they have celebrity guests, because I watch Good Mythical Morning for Rhett and Link. I don't watch it for some celebrity guest.
Right.
I don't know why I don't like it, but I also yeah. on those shows like The Tonight Show and Late Show with James Corden and all of those, I only like the monologues and the section with the host and the members of the show. I don't like the celebrity guest.
Oh yeah,
so
I'm
not a big fan of like, so I don't need to, I will watch a celebrity do what they do, which mm-hmm. is like singing or acting or whatever. I don't want to see them interviewed. Like, yeah. I don't really care. So, yeah.
I will occasionally watch if it's another comedian. So like if it's Seth Meyers and like say Amy Poehler and it's like, you know, and that YouTube clip is up. It's like, I would be tempted to watch that because they're funny together. It's like, it would be more like a little improv routine. But yeah, as far as like when I watch The Daily Show, I watch pretty regularly. I watch Seth Meyers. So Late Night, is that now Seth Late Night? It's just called Late Night. So I watch Late Night with Seth Meyers. I watch The Daily Show when most of the, I usually watch The Daily Show, the Jon Stewart specifically, but also I usually watch all the other ones. But I never, you're requesting something. I never watch the interviews. You know what I'm saying? I only watch the comedy, but the monologue or whatever. Those are the only clips I watch. Even when I watch Colbert, I'll watch his little bits, you know, but I'm not going to watch the thing. I'm taking a look, ladies and gentlemen, live right now at the Big Fatty's ham map.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing special. But
can I make this screen bigger?
I can.
Oh, yeah, I can. Cool.
I can, where are you again?
I'm in Claremont, Florida.
C-L-E-R.
Claremont, M-O-N-T. Claremont, Florida.
You would be a Pride 48 podcaster. Yeah. I don't have an image of you, so I'm just going to do this.
That's fine.
So I submit it, and then you get added. Now, you're going to hate this.
Yeah.
But I don't want people to have to log in. So I'm going to have something totally useless that no one will ever write down. They're going to get a token. And if they want to edit, they have to remember that. They have to save that token. Because I don't want people to have to log in.
Got it.
But anyway, so then when you click on your pin was added.
Yep.
There.
Yep.
And when you click on it, because I didn't put an image for you, you just got an avatar, but it says Daniel Brewer Pride 48 podcaster with your little pin there. And you can edit. You can go in. I'm still working on this because like I don't want to display latitude and longitude here, but anyway. You can edit it. So like if you wanted to be Daniel J. Brewer,
yeah,
you can edit it and then you could choose a different image and all that kind of stuff. And then you enter in your token and you can save it and then it's not going to do anything right now because I'm still working on it, but it will change. It's just not reloading. So now you're Daniel J. Brewer. Ignore the fact that the image messed up because I'm still working on that. But those things should be cleared up tomorrow, and that's pretty much it. And then you get and BFO points of interest or this stupid shot of him and his house is his head.
Oh,
so like Fat Acres. Is his head.
I see.
And also, you're seeing my local host.
Yeah.
You can actually go to it. It's, well, I don't want to give it out because he's going to announce it on his
show. That's fine. No, it's fine.
But, okay. But it's also online as well. So if you, it looks better online because my local host has some image problems. But anyway, that's it.
Cool.
That is. How exciting was that level 13?
That was an audio description of me watching a demo of your application. So
that's what I've been working on for, I guess, a couple of weeks now. Ooh. But it's
there you go, and you grab podcast maps, and you know, if nothing else, you can just mass email podcasts and go like, hey, you know that map place that was charging like $29 a month? You can have your own listener map on podcast maps for $10 a year.
Yeah, I could. I will. I would have to charge something because they're, well, if it's just some smaller Pride 48 podcasts, I probably won't. But Google charges for API calls.
Yeah.
Over a certain amount.
Yeah, but it's,
so if I, it's, if I opened it up,
pennies.
I know, but if I was to open it up to just anyone,
yeah,
just any podcast, yeah, I would have to start charging because,
yeah, so 24, like, bucks,
who knows,
a year. 24
who knows
bucks,
how many,
$2 a month, 24 bucks, know, a year.
Yeah. 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 But anyway, so we'll see. But there is a homepage, but it literally just says welcome to, you know, and then, you know, and I'm going to add like a, but the goal is, since I've already done this much work, is to make all of that to where you can log in, sign up, and then you can go in and say, create a map.
Yeah.
And you just say, here's the title of my map.
When's the launch? When's he announcing it? When's the launch?
He's announcing it on Monday's show. So this will just be him, but I want to go in and then make all of this dynamic so that any podcaster can go in and say, I want to create my own map and call it Adam's Butthole Map. And, you know, here's the type of listeners or whatever that I want to have, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So there you go. So there you go. Cool. But I also don't think, look, I think highly of our listeners, but I think a lot of Pride 48 listeners skew a little older.
Yeah.
And are not always the most technologically savvy.
Wow.
And so, do you remember when we switched to Discord and, like, people were signing up to Discord 10 and 15 times? Like,
Fatty.
Big Fatty had a different yes, email or a yes, different ID every time he came into the Discord.
Yes.
I'm just like, I don't want to add that extra layer of having to sign in if you're a listener.
Yeah.
I, like, you'll be eventually, like, if you're a podcaster and you want to set up a map, I'll have to have a way for you to sign in because I'll have to give you abilities to edit stuff and, you know, whatever. But anyway, so you had a couple of articles. I don't know if you needed to pee or anything. Sometimes you
I do, but you had, that was all I want to say about the Beast Games, Adam, is just that he's,
that it's now sucking.
It's, yeah, isn't it? He is well beyond his abilities as a host. It's just awkward. He's weird. He's not good in one-on-one interactions. It's like, it's just, it was such a weird episode, and it was so, so weird. I'm wondering how it's going to go.
There is a game show that you like that is back.
The Traitors.
The Traitors is back. We watched the first episode tonight before I came up here, so.
As you know, I do not have Peacock.
I know.
At the moment. At the moment, I have Apple TV Plus.
Well, I feel like Peacock is not one of those things that you rotate in and out because Zach has a vendetta against Peacock. So that's something that you just do secretly, like in your shame in a corner or in the closet while, you know, Zach is, you know, you have to hide it from him.
Yeah, but look at what I've cleared up now. Look at what I've cleared up now. I've dropped Copilot. That was $20 a month. I dropped Zoom. I think that was $20 a month. I'm dropping the Adobe suite. It expires in February. So that's,
I'm considering dropping that. I will have to,
or $600 a year.
If I do, I'll have to learn how to edit audio in, DaVinci.
Audacity.
Well, I don't want to go back to Audacity, and also I already used DaVinci for the video, so I feel like if I could just learn Fairlight, which is their audio editing, good enough to do the things that we do, that I wouldn't need to use two different programs because I can export the, and I don't even need to export the audio separately. I can.
My thought is
because all I do is the video.
If I can, I can probably get a license from work. So it's like, I can probably just have them pick up the Adobe license because I need to make videos for work.
The only thing is I don't do video for Geeky Gay, but you can do audio only in DaVinci. It's funny. They don't have a standalone audio application. You have to just open DaVinci, but there's a audio tab And you can just import audio. You don't have to do video.
Okay.
Does that interest you? What do you mean? Look bored.
I was reading. No, I was reading what Kathy Marshall had written, and I was contemplating it. So I guess.
By the way, listeners, Kathy Marshall said that she wonders when Mr. Beast is going to fade back into the obscurity he's destined for. I mean, I don't think there's really a reason to hate Mr. Beast. He's, you know, he's just a guy who started.
I don't hate him. He's just annoying. But here's the real thing. Are you familiar with the porn laws? I don't think you are, because you didn't seem to be familiar with it. There are now 17 U.S. states. Starting January 1st of this year, there are 17 states that require internet users some form of personally identifiable information, like a driver's license or a passport, in order to access porn sites. So I don't know.
That's Arkansas is one of those states, because I've already had to enter in my driver's license number.
Right. It is 17 states. Both Arkansas and Florida are on that list. Now, X Video has just basically said, fuck you, we're not doing it. So X Video has not been blocked at all. But this is some bullshit. This is some absolute, like, how far down this rabbit hole are we going to go with this porn? Like, Blue Sky has porn on it. X has porn on it. Like, are those considered porn sites? Are they going to block? Do you have to give personal? If some church group finds the gay sex, you know, thread over on Blue Sky, or the gay porn thread over on Blue Sky or whatever, and pitches to their congressman husband that he should make a law that. You know, that these could, you know, if you're going to carry porn on your site, then you're by definition a porn site, and you have to fall under the same. It's like, just this is so stupid. This is so ridiculously overreaching, stupid kind of. It just baffles me. It just baffles me in this day and age that we would try to do something. It's like, literally, even a really bad tech person could tell you that you can't, you know, VPN can get around whatever it is that you're trying to do. It's like, you know, we can IP addresses can be spoofed.
Maybe I should, but I didn't care. It was like OnlyFans or something. I was like, okay, fine. I'll give you my, like, I'm like, what are you going to do with my driver's license number? Also, I mean...
It turns out that a lot of the places, because they don't keep your information. They just run it through a filter and it identifies the driver. It does something. But people have found out that if you just take the sample driver license from your state, like off the DMV's website, if you take the sample one and then put your picture on it and then just give them that, then it still passes. It's like, it's basically goes, I can't find this license, but yeah, it's you. And then they pass it.
I have a VPN, so I could just start.
Yeah, you have a VPN. So yeah, you could be from any state other than,
you know, California or whatever.
California. You cannot be from Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. So it's like, this is just mind-boggling to me that this has happened, that this is gone.
Watch Handmaid's Tale sometime and tell me you don't
remember.
Think,
I did. Oh, okay, I watched okay. Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, I mean, it's becoming almost documentary like. Oh, yeah.
It is. It's scary how much of it is very prescient.
It's like, yeah. It's just, if we start having infertility problems, we're screwed.
It's like you can get around most of this with VPN, but what if they decide, oh, Grindr. By the way, Grindr, you should have to identify yourself for Grindr or for Scruff or something like that. And in those cases, you can't spoof your IP address because it works off of your location, right? So it's like the app wants to, you know, work off of your location. You can't be like, oh, I'm in Arkansas or I'm in California.
Well, I'm not going into politics. I don't care. And also, they already have my name.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to pay for these things, so you have to put in a name and a credit card number, so they know who you are.
Yeah, I'm talking about the free one.
The
free ones. So, it's just, wow. Such a...
It sucks, but...
Just such a whole bunch of... We're perfectly fine with kids seeing blood and guts and brain matter splattered on movies and, you know, all kinds of things like that. But not a boob. Oh, don't show them a boob. Oh, my God. Let's all run for the hills. God doesn't want you to see a boob.
Don't worry. I don't want to see a boob. It's like, I'm good.
So annoying. All right. So let's see. We talked about that.
Now a peen.
Yeah. Want to see a peen?
A peen, not a boob.
I'm going to keep this till next week. Yeah, I can keep both of those till next week. That way I don't have to like... It. All right, so let's talk about these.
Well, next week you've informed us that you will not be here.
Well, that's true. Oh, that's right. I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm getting a new chair. I bought a new chair today. It'll be here in a few weeks, but I bought a chair. I bought a branch chair.
A special chair?
No, like a desk chair, a chair. I was like, you know what? I am so, you know, I sit in this chair a lot. I work in this chair and I also, you know, game in this chair and, you know, I do a lot. I'm in this chair a lot and it's literally like a $150 chair that I bought at Staples like 5 years ago. So I'm like, you know what? I deserve a nice chair. I said, I deserve, you know, a real, I spend a lot of my life in it, you know, with the proper supports and everything like that. And, so I went to several different places and this was the top choice on several of them. So I'm getting the Ergonomic Chair Pro, the Branch Ergonomic Chair Pro.
How expensive was that?
Like $600 after tax and the items.
Okay, I see it. $600. I see them on here for $369.
On where?
Branch on their website.
The Ergonomic Chair Pro. I'm on their website.
Branch Ergonomic Chair $339.
No.
But you got
Ergonomic Chair Pro.
Oh, the Pro. It's $499. Plus,
but I got the tall cylinder, so that's plus 29. So that's five something, and then after tax, it was 600.
You can get a woven chair mat. You can get a Ergonomic Pro headrest.
I did not go for the headrest, but yeah. So I'm going to I'll let you know how my new chair works out. I'm excited. Excited about my new
chair. I'm struggling with pillows.
Yeah.
Because I normally like a really flat pillow. Because if I have any kind of thickness to my pillow and my head is like forced upward, then I have neck pain.
Yeah.
The next day or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But recently the thin pillow has been too thin. So I found myself doubling it up and stuff because it's too thin.
Right.
And so Mark bought me a new pillow and it's really soft, but it's too thick. And so now, but like I'm having to like do weird motions and kind of sleep on the corner of the pillow, but double that up because that's not quite thick enough. I haven't found the perfect. It's like Goldilocks and this one's too soft. This one's too hard. This one's just right. I haven't found my neck is going through a transitional period.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know what.
I often don't use a pillow. I often like I'll hold the pillow or I'll use the pillow behind me or whatever, but I don't put my head on the pillow. I usually, you know, don't use a pillow. If I'm sleeping on my side, though, yeah, I'll use a pillow. But yeah, I'm the same. It needs to be flat. Otherwise, I'll get a pinched nerve in my neck. And that's something I don't want to. It's like those are annoying and they hurt and stuff. But yeah, I don't have a great answer. I have a pillow that I probably have kept for too long. Like it probably really should have been replaced by now, but it's the right. You know what I'm saying? It's the right configuration and it's like, so I'm kind of used to it. And, you know, I haven't more, the most important part, I haven't had neck pain, you know, in the last couple of years. So I am reluctant.
It's just one of those things as you get older.
That's right.
You know, dust mites, when they do those microscopic, you have things crawling in that pillow.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. I'm sure of it. There are probably more dead layers of skin inside that pillow than actual layers of skin on my face. Like, there's probably, like, enough, like, dead layers of skin in there to make it. But it's a great pillow, Adam. It's a great pillow. It's my pillow. Maybe, I wonder, I should get that website, mypillow.com. It's a joke because there's already a pillow.
There is a, isn't that the guy who?
I am Mike Lindell, my pillow. Adam, I don't know if you're going to be shocked by this or not. Spoiler alert, you're not because you've already read the headline. But did you know that Pepsi is no longer the number two soft drink as of 2024? Like as the year of our Lord 2024, Pepsi is not the number two soft drink.
Well, I'm not surprised because Pepsi sucks.
Pepsi does suck.
Pepsi is horrible. But I will say this. I support the PepsiCo company.
Yeah.
I just don't like Pepsi.
Okay.
Because Mountain Dew is a Pepsi product. And I drink Diet Mountain Dew all the time, but Pepsi is gross, like Coke.
Yeah,
like
I'm shocked by the margins, right? So the number one drink, Coca-Cola, has about 20% of the market. So it's like of the soft drink in the soft drink market, Coca-Cola 20%. Like around 20%. That's their, that's their, and they're number one. Number two, does it actually say what their, and Coca-Cola, the 20% outpaces the next four competitors by over a 10% margin. So number two is, 10%. Like it's half, right? So that's how, small these numbers are. So, that meant that since something, displaced Pepsi as number two, that meant that Pepsi maybe at its best had 11 or 12% of the market. And now they've dropped to below 10. They're number three. So Pepsi just dropped by one. But the surprising thing, Adam, is that number two is Dr. Pepper. So.
Rightly so. I mean, I think, now question though, are we talking about the company? And so it's lumping in all of the products just Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola?
Dr. Pepper. Yes.
Like
Dr.
those
Pepper.
Drinks. Okay.
Dr. Pepper.
That I feel like that's the right order when you talk about colas specifically. Coca-Cola is the best. Then Dr. Pepper. Even though Mark hates Dr. Pepper because he thinks it tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah.
But I like it. And then number three, Pepsi, because there is no other. Is there any other called RC?
Is that still
a thing?
I don't know if they are or not. Yeah, but
Dr. Thunder from Sam's Club Club, yeah. Like, what are you?
Do you know who owns Dr. Pepper?
I did at one point. It's like 7-Up or Snapple.
It's Keurig.
Oh, Keurig. Well, it was owned by another. At some point, it was owned by another soft drink company.
It is Keurig Dr. Pepper. And they also had this weird thing happen this year where there was like these TikToks going around for this Dr. Pepper drink. It was called a creamy coconut drink. And it was It was all dirty Dr. Pepper. It's Dr. Pepper, lime juice, coconut flavored coffee creamer, and sometimes liquor like rum or vodka. On TikTok, they were like, you know, oh, look, we make Dr. Pepper and lime juice and coconut flavored coffee creamer. And this is, you know, a dirty Dr. Pepper. It's delicious. And it was so popular that actually Dr. Pepper put that version. There's now an official Dr. Pepper creamy coconut version that they put out. That is lime.
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of different
coconut. Yeah.
Flavors. Kathy Marshall says that's a Mormon thing, but without the booze. Yeah, have you noticed? I don't know if you guys have had in Florida, and I think I've mentioned this before, but we have had pop up recently a company called, now I'm going to forget the name of the company, shit. It's called, it's a fast food place, but all they sell is drinks.
Swig.
Swig, yes.
Yeah.
And it's like
we have one.
All of these, like you can get like, and they have all these names, like they're like you're drinking a, you know, like a mixed drink at a bar, but it's like Mountain Dew, coconut milk, pineapple syrup, you know, whatever. And I'm sure it's good, but those are all Mormon companies from Utah, where they have created this.
Oh, is it Swill? Yeah, it could be Swill.
It's Swig. It is Swig, because when you said it, I automatically remember, and can look Swig.
Yeah, Swig, drink at swigdrinks.com.
Yeah. So, and I'm always on a diet and I don't like drinking things that add calories to my life, because I would prefer to eat my calories. Mm-hmm. So what I got when I was there was just one of their water-based drinks that had artificial everything because it was diet.
Right.
And I didn't enjoy it very, very much, but some of their drinks look like they might be pretty tasty, but they're, you know, here's one. Blended Dr. Pepper, toffee crunch, almond roca, caramel sauce, vanilla cream.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
There's actually a Swig 10.8 miles from my house. So,
It's the Swig is probably 5 miles from my house.
Let me get back over here. So the other, a couple of articles that I, pulled out here, there's this restaurant. I don't know if you ate at this restaurant or not with us, Ohana, which is the restaurant where they bring around the meats and they, it's in the Polynesian. Yes, you did.
Is
either.
That the one where they have the special bread?
Yeah,
that's
you ate
so
there.
Good
you ate there with Taylor. Yes. Okay. Cool. So yes. So you've eaten at Ohana. Yeah. Ohana. If you remember that night, I asked for the peanut sauce, and their Ohana peanut sauce is like amazing. I love their peanut sauce. It's great. And I put it on everything. I think this is going to be close to that. This recipe here that I bookmarked. It's called the Liquid Gold Secret Sauce. But it's basically, it's a couple of tablespoons of Mossaman curry paste.
I found out a few months ago when we ate at a place that has curry that I really enjoy Mossaman curry.
There you go. So 2 tablespoons of Mossaman curry paste, 3/4 cup of unsweetened coconut milk, and how much peanut butter? 1/2 cup. So 1/2 cup of peanut butter, 3/4 cup of coconut milk, and 2 tablespoons of Mossaman curry sauce. You put that in a saucepan over medium heat. You stir it until it begins to come to a low bubble, about 2 minutes, and you reduce it and simmer it for a few more minutes until it is thickened. And once it's done heating, you add salt and sugar to taste. Then basically you can store it in an airtight container in the refrigerator for about a week. But I'm so excited. I have the Skippy peanut butter, and I've already looked. The carb count on the Mossaman curry and the unsweetened coconut milk is not high. And keep in mind, this is just a sauce. So it's like I would not be putting 3/4 cup of coconut milk on every single thing, right? It's part of the sauce. So it's like I would only be using like a tablespoon of the sauce. So it actually comes out to, you know, it's not bad carb wise. It's like, I could probably do this because I eat hamburgers most nights that Zach isn't here. So I could put that, like that peanut sauce on a hamburger. Oh, that'd be so good. Like, ooh, it's like a...
You do love a peanut sauce.
I do. I do love a peanut sauce.
You are a big... Yeah. And we, I remember one of my first peanut butter on a burger situations was with you.
Yeah.
Like, I think in Vegas, we had a burger with like peanut butter and jelly on it or something.
It was good.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. For sure.
And then... I need to tinkle, so let me go do that.
Yeah.
Hi, Kathy Marshall. Thank you for staying with us.
By the way, RT Cruiser is in the chat room.
Yeah, he's listening on Pride 48, but he's in the chat room. So I meant to say hello, RT Cruiser, way back.
I thought RT Cruiser had divorced us.
No, he just called tonight. You heard the phone call.
No, I know, but he's been gone. He's been MIA for a year or more.
Is that... Miss International Australian?
Occasionally he pops in, but...
Miss International Australian? Is that what MIA stands for?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's right. He's been serving his reign as whatever. Right, so, to RT, to your comment about your Bilson's traditional cordial, they look good. I really like a sugary alcoholic beverage. But they remind me of a brand that we have here in the US called Boone's Farm. It's basically like a beer, like a flavored beer. I don't know if they're the same, but it's like either a malt, it's a malt beverage that has, you know, that has flavoring. And I don't know that they're malt necessarily, but that's just what it reminds me of. We also have things that like homeless people will drink, like called Mad Dog, where it's like a flavored, it's like a flavored thing, and they'll carry them around in bags. Oh, RT has a life. That's why. That's why he's divorced us. He has a life. I'm trying to see if there's any, you know, I feel like this will be precarious if I try to order food to be delivered. Because I think the roads are not good right now. There are a couple of restaurants that are delivering, but I'm running the risk of either someone having an accident trying to deliver to me, or the order being super late. Because they can't get here. Premixed vodka, vodka is my go-to if I'm going to have, because I feel like it adds the least amount of flavor to stuff. Oh, sour peach sounds good, actually. There's a zesty lemon. It probably tastes like lemonade. There's a low sugar, but it doesn't say what flavor it is. It just says Tangle low sugar. I don't know. Well, they look good, but I've switched from alcohol to other vices because that are lower calorie. So I don't have to have, that's why the Bartesian is like going to waste, because I don't, you know, I don't want the calories from the alcohol. So I know, right? Poor Bartesian. If only there weren't so many calories in alcohol, but it's...
What did I miss?
Oh, I just said... So I asked why RT hadn't been around very much recently, and he said it's because he has a life.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so
that makes sense. I mean, he could still be listening.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he listens to every episode.
Yeah, without fail. Every single episode.
Every single week.
Without fail, Mike Larson. Larson?
Larson?
Mike Larson.
Yes, we do, Mike Lawson. We do. I'm just going to pull it out of this bag. What was that? I'm going to reach my hand into the bag, and I'm going to... What was he pulling out?
the lucky listener that was going to win the catching up with catching up contest.
I know I've said this a million times, but isn't that the most
that was kind of the point. Yes, that was the point.
Aggrandizing thing is like, you win a chance to talk to us. It's like, who do you think you are?
Or you don't have to talk. You could just listen to them, but there would, it would be your own private show. that was the catching up with catching up. I played catching up with
Joe Batanz every 2 weeks. In person. Oh, you know, I used to not get paid and for doing Throwing Down with Joe, but now I still don't get paid. But he gave me a free subscription to Afterthought.
Nice.
So that's what I get.
Lamont Cranston. That's right. Lamont Cranston. I remember Batanz told us after he met you, he's just like, oh, he's a super nice guy. And he was like,
yeah, I've met. Now, Lamont, he'll probably say, oh my God, it was so.
Yeah, but what level is that free subscription?
Lamont, when you met me, I was perfectly nice.
No. He right? met Batanz.
No, I know, but this made me something. Whatever. Okay. My right, brain fine. Went to, right, I have met Lamont before.
Yes.
And Kathy Bacon gives me a hard time because we didn't give her enough attention when we met. But I just want to say, Lamont and I had a lovely, whatever we did, I don't remember. Did we eat lunch or something? But we had a lovely chat. He recommended bathhouse places that I could go, like, get in the hot tub, like Korean bath something or other.
Yeah.
I had a macaroon. I don't think he did, but we met near a macaron place.
There you go. Dinner at Bear Burger.
Dinner at Bear Burger. Oh, yeah. And we had a lovely time. Mm-hmm. Lovely time.
I had a lovely time with Lamont Cranston a couple of times. We went to Pride. We went to there's another time when somebody, who was it? It was in town. Was it Wesley Stone that was in it? You came in, hung out with Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone and myself. I think you also hung out with the Robs and myself at the Eagle. And I don't think that was the same trip. I don't think that was the same trip. I think that
See,
was a
here
trip.
Was the problem with meeting Kathy Bacon.
Yeah. Mark, you know she doesn't listen to Level 13.
No, I know. But Mark was with me. And it's not Mark's fault, but I didn't want him to feel like he was having to tag along with people that I knew, but he didn't.
Right.
And, you know, whatever. And we had not made any concrete plans about, like, having dinner or whatever. And so I didn't want to. So I being a people pleaser, I was in a bad situation because I was like feeling like I didn't want Mark to be uncomfortable. But then I was like, but I'm not spending enough time with Kathy and whatever her husband's name is. And so I was just felt like in the middle there. And it was not my fault is all I want to say.
That's all I want to say.
Everyone else's fault but me.
Everyone else's fault. Not my fault. I didn't do it.
Not my fault.
I did it perfectly and they impeached me.
A lot of people say, Daniel, that I'm the nicest me. Guy That's what he said,
They indicted
meet.
Me.
I would like my sentencing from now on for anything that I'm charged with to be no fine, no jail time.
Yeah, really.
That's what I would like all of my sentencing to be going forward.
So I had seen this pop up on one of my either TikTok or YouTube shorts the other day. This intimacy blanket. Have you seen these ads for these intimacy blankets?
I don't think so, unless it's one of those weighted blankets. But I feel like weighted blanket, I don't know what an intimacy, specifically, I don't know what an intimacy blanket is.
Intimacy.
Does it have dildos on it or something?
No, it's called the love blanket. it is waterproof and let's see. It protects against spills, and it keeps your mattress and your sheets from getting lube on them, basically. It's like the love blanket. It's just a blanket. It's a blanket that you put on your bed that's waterproof, so that if
it's like a blanket that Fatty might put under the special chair.
Yes, exactly. It's to protect the floor, whatever. Yeah, so you're just, in other words, it's because it's waterproof. Whenever if there was a mess or whatever, you can just take it out. Like, you can just like carry it and get rid of it. But it's easier to clean and pour it around than like your mattress or, you know, whatever. So it's like they're very proud of these things. They're very, very proud of them. So it's theloveblanket.co is the website. And just take a guess. Take a gander at how much.
Well, that's a UK company. Or no. CO is not UK.
Yeah.
CO.UK.
Take a gander of how much the Love Blanket waterproof intimacy blanket cost. Just guess. Just, you know, what's your gut telling you? And this is going to be an 85 inch by 85 inch.
Well, I didn't realize I was going to be guessing, and I went to their site.
Okay.
So I know. They're on sale. The regular price that I'm seeing is $249.95.
$249 for a king size one.
Now
it's on sale for half price. Yeah.
If you call now, Daniel, we will give you a love blanket for $124.99.
And it's just
four easy interest-free installments of $31.24 with Shop Pay.
But on Amazon, I can just go get a cheap blanket, a cheap king size, you know, king size blanket, and it would accomplish the same thing. You throw the blanket over the bed, you have the sex on the blanket, and then you take the blanket and throw it in the washer, right? It's like, there you go. Problem solved.
Mark and I are having sex, I just hold my hand in a place where I catch everything, and then I quickly run to the bathroom, and I don't get anything on the sheets.
To me, it's more about the amount of water that they pour on these things. It's like, what the hell are you... It's like, I know that like blankets and sheets get lube stains on them, especially if you use like silicone lube or oil-based lube or whatever. You know, there's going to be the oil stains into your cotton sheets, and that's like, so yeah, a blanket over it. I mean, we're not fancy. We just use towels, but it's like, a blanket would do that. It's like, but $250 for a blanket? That's crazy. Just for one that's literally, is not even a decorative blanket. It's just like, it's the sex blanket.
Well, the thing is, most products are like things that are specializations that aren't necessary, like single tasking things for the kitchen or whatever, that you're like, well, I could, like a garlic press, you literally can just cut, you can take a knife, you can smash garlic, and then you can mince it up, and you don't need a garlic press.
I'll tell you. The thing that I'm noticing about this product, because Kathy Marshall, I think, said earlier, it's called a tarp, because waterproof, whatever. So you know that it's waterproof. It's got to have some kind of plastics in it or something like that. And I'm noticing now that every single one of their demo videos here on the site has no sound with it. It's like, that to me, I bet you it's just a tarp with a cheap blanket on it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so when you're rolling around on it, it's going to give you that crinkle, 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 crinkle.
Well, you know what it makes me think of? Luckily I never peed the bed, but when, you know, when kids pee the bed your parents have to get the plastic cover
and
then you get in bed and it crinkle, makes that crinkle, 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 crinkle noise because, and it's not really comfortable because you're sleeping on plastic instead of. And they never did that because when I peed, I would get out of bed and pee in the toy box.
Oh.
Yeah. So I never wet the bed, but I tried to get to the bathroom and I would always pee in my toy box. And so mom, one time I thought I was in the bathroom and I peed on the curtains and the drapes in my parents' bedroom.
Yeah.
They woke up while I was doing it. And
you can be honest. Like, were you really asleep, or did you? Can you? Yeah, you can now admit. You can now admit that you like. You're
well,
like,
I don't. I have a lot of
peed on purpose.
No, I was asleep. I recall this period of my life because I thought I was in the bathroom, and I would just pee random places. But the whole most horrible one was the toy box, because think about it, I peed on all my toys. My mom had to like take everything out, clean. I still have that toy box. There's no way they got all the urine out of that. Because it's wood. It's like it probably soaked in.
So I don't know if you followed any of the CES announcements or anything, or saw any articles like, hey, here's the best deals, you know, the best.
I mean, I heard a little bit. Tom is on the morning stream on Wednesdays, so he talked a little bit about it, but yeah. I didn't follow any, I didn't do any like day-to-day coverage or anything like that.
So there's this one thing that I saw that I am like, that's really cool. I would do something like that. And it's, you know, I would buy something like that. So it's an e-ink poster size picture. So say like, 28.5 inch poster, or, you know, so like pieces, you know, thing that, like you'd frame a poster and put it on the wall, right over, right? But it's e-ink in a frame and whatever. And you can program it with Bluetooth. So it's like, so you basically, and it uses a rechargeable battery, but because it's e-ink, and once the ink is set, it doesn't use power, so, or very minimal power. It's like, you literally can, the battery will last a year, so you don't have to recharge the batteries for like a year, but you just hang it on your wall like a regular piece of artwork. It doesn't have to be backlit or anything like that. Because it's e-ink, it just looks like paper. Like, so it's one of those, you know, the sunlight brings it into focus. Like, so it's like, and it looks like a piece of art on your wall. Like, you know, cool. Any, you can go to ChatGPT or go to whatever the image, when Dolly or Firefly or whatever, have it generate pictures for you, and then just Bluetooth them over to your, and now all the artwork on your wall has, you know, these images that you, it's like, that's cool. I like that. And you could probably write a small program that goes through your Google Photos, like through one of your photos folders, and then just puts them in a random order, and then just uses the Bluetooth thing on your computer to send it to the pictures, you know, every, you know, 5 minutes or whatever, change the
picture.
Well,
Chromecast does that. So if you could hook a Chromecast or something like that up to it, or, you know, if Google adds Chromecast capabilities to it or whatever, then you can just, it'll just do that.
I just thought it was cool. I was just like, oh yeah.
Is it for sale now? Or is that just like one of those things that they've shown?
I can't tell.
It's not currently for sale.
So, yeah, I think it's future. Because when I was looking at e-ink displays, the color ones just don't have a lot of resolution to them. And this would have to be a higher resolution. But then I know that what's the pad that I have?
You have the, it starts with an R.
Yeah, it starts with an R, the Remarkable.
Remarkable.
And Remarkable just came out with a color one. So that means it must have a high enough resolution to be used as a notebook. So it's like, so it must just be some new color. But anyway, I saw that on one of the CES lists, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. That I would actually be interested in that. Like, that would be cool to have.
Yeah, I never
a couple
thought of that.
Posters on the wall behind me that just like for, you know, every 5 minutes will just switch to like different. You know what I'm saying? I could do like Disney attraction posters, or like, you mm-hmm. know, like Joe with his magic poster collection or whatever. Like, literally, you could just have it framed back behind him, and every 5 minutes, you know, a new poster shows up, right? And it's like, that would be cool. You know, there's no refresh on it. There's just, so it's not going to.
I mean, some TVs do something like that now where they have art mode.
They do, but as you know, if the frame rate that you're filming at doesn't jive with the frame rate that it's being displayed at. You'll get flicker. Like, so as far as a background for your picture.
Well,
E-Ink doesn't have that problem, right? E-Ink is just a picture on a wall, right? So there's So there's no refresh or anything like that. But it's like, that's like, and the other cool thing that I saw that I was like, oh, I might, if I found myself with a spare $500, I might be tempted to get this Lieber Live. Have you heard of this Lieber Live, Adam?
Nope.
It is a stringless smart guitar.
I'm putting a
link to it in the chat room. You can see there, but they have these really bad videos on their channel. It's like you're like, I would like to see what it can do, and like all the videos are shit. Does this one even play? So this is it. This is all it is. By the way, every single clip on their thing includes people singing. Yeah. It's like, but you're selling me the guitar.
My name is Angelo. I come from...
It's like, I don't want to hear the people sing. Tell me what the guitar will do.
I was almost 4 years old.
He's been singing since he was almost 4 years old. Damn.
Wow. Haven't we all?
I love it.
Haven't we all been singing since we were kids? Haven't we all just ring around the rosy? It's like, isn't singing just a part of being a kid?
Sure, but maybe he's been professionally singing.
But I'm trying to buy a guitar. I don't want to hear it. All right, you know what? Let me go to an unbiased YouTube review here. Let's see if I can find one of those. Lieber Live. See what we got. Well, that's the tutorial. This is that's the official. Show me what it'll do. All right here. Let's see. Is this it?
To know your Lieber Live C1.
Oh, it's Lieber Live.
C1 is divided into three main sections: the interface area, the body, and the neck. From left to right, you will find the strap button, Type-C charging port, volume knob, 3.5mm line out, and power button.
Wow.
Long press the power button to turn the device on. Once on, a single press of the power button will display the battery level.
An AI voice.
Yeah, I know it does sound like an AI voice, doesn't it?
The audio output port allows you to connect the device to headphones, sound cards, or larger external speakers. Be cautious not to connect it to devices with phantom power to avoid damage. Strumming paddles. The Lieber Live C1 has two paddles
that can be set to different style rhythms.
Yeah.
Hold down a chord pad while strumming the paddle to play. The intensity of your strumming affects the emotional expression of the music. Mute pad. Press the mute pad to quickly stop the music. Hold down the mute pad and strum the paddle to switch rhythm pattern. Finger-picking pad. The finger-picking pad is used to play single notes. The six buttons correspond to the six strings of a guitar. Sweep across the finger-picking pad with sufficient force to play an arpeggio. Beat pad. Tap the beat pad twice or more to change the BPM speed. Hold down the beat pad and rotate the volume wheel to quickly adjust the BPM speed. Hold down the beat pad while strumming the paddle to activate the drum machine. Press the mute pad or power button to quickly turn off the drum machine. The drum machine includes intro and outro sections for smooth transitions, but it requires practice to master. Chord pads. The Lieber Live C1 has seven chord pads corresponding to the seven chords in a chord chart. Each chord pad is divided into upper, middle, and lower sections, allowing for a total of 21 customizable chords. For beginners, it is recommended to use the middle section of the chord pads for playing and singing. Transpose knob. Rotate
what
the
I
transpose
always wonder
knob to raise or lower.
Yes.
About these types of things is, and I don't have a problem with them. It's fine. Like if somebody wants to use that, but if you're going to spend the time learning how to use that thing, why don't you just learn how to play a guitar?
Because is what I wonder. This is easier than a guitar. some of the chords on the guitar, like of those, you know, 21 available chords or whatever, some finger positions to make chords on guitars is very difficult to do. It's like, and you're, so to switch between two chords by just tapping two different buttons, as opposed to doing two different finger combinations on a guitar, you know, means that you can play things that you couldn't play on an actual guitar.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, you're still, I feel like those things are not as easy to make sound good as what they proclaim them to be.
Absolutely. I agree that there's skill in, but that's why I would, was like, yeah, and I was like, oh yeah, if I had an extra $500, if for some weird reason I stumbled, you know, in through an old pair of pants and I found an extra $500, I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was there.
Did you used to keep $500 bills in your pants?
Often.
I mean, was that often. Something? Oh, yeah, okay.
Often. That was, okay. That's what we did in the South, Adam. It's a very Southern thing to keep $500 in your pants. I'm surprised that you didn't know that, being Southern. You watch Ethan Travels, right?
He annoys me, but it's probably only because he's cute and that annoys me. Okay.
Because I swear, yeah, I swear there was there was a video a few months ago where he had broken up with his boyfriend.
Was.
But now the new video that he just put out, like literally like 13 hours ago, is like cozy cabin with my boyfriend in snowstorm. And I'm like, oh, somebody's way behind on their editing because he broke up with, well, he didn't have a boyfriend. And he's like, today is January 5th, 2025. And it was just like,
yeah, I haven't watched it, but I was wondering, is this a new boyfriend and he's moved on this quickly?
No, that's
Austin. Or is
Austin.
It the same one?
Yeah, that's Austin. And there's no mention of...
Oh, so they got back together.
I'm guessing because it was literally like shot last week. It was like... So it's just like...
Well, there you go. Well, yeah, I know too much about Ethan's life to begin with.
Yeah.
And have you noticed that all of his thumbnails now are shirtless?
Oh yeah. That's because AB testing would
all
tell you.
All of them.
Yeah.
Like,
he probably AB tested and he's got way more clicks on the shirtless ones.
Yeah. And he always has a part in his video where he's changing clothes or getting dressed for the day.
Give the people what they want, Adam.
That's the shirtless bit.
Give the people what they want.
Kathy Marshall, do you also watch Ethan Travels? You know of Austin? Or whatever his YouTube channel is,
Ethan Travels?
Goes around shirtless.
Yeah, she watches all kind of things.
Well,
you can't pin her down.
I'm not saying it's unusual. I'm saying, do you
watch that? It seemed very accusatory.
Mean it to be accusatory. That's not what I mean.
You watch that? How queer.
Why would you watch that?
Why would you, a woman, want to watch a shirtless twink?
Gay boy.
Sorry, you don't find men attractive at all. Wait, I guess you do. Are we off of YouTube?
Yep.
But we're public. Okay. I'm going to unlist us.
Oh, we're not off of YouTube. Now we are.
Okay. So we've just been going along on YouTube. I gotta pee.
Yeah. I mean, you have been a black screen for
quite some time now.
So you were not.
They didn't say that.
Your video was not on YouTube.
Just yours.
Just mine.
Yeah. So how long was that?
I don't know. We've been doing the after show for what? 45 minutes now?
No, an hour and 4 minutes.
Oh, an hour and 4 minutes.
An hour and four minutes.
You could break. You know what you should do? This will really piss Tony off. You should break this level 13 into 4 15-minute increments and release them 1 week at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that'll give you the buffer that you want.
Uh-huh.
It'll also piss him off.
So we could do like Big Fatty. We could take an hour show and just make 3 20-minute shows.
Yeah, add a bunch of
production elements.
Oh my God. So I've switched to my new phone this week.
Yeah.
And I...
By the way, we're not trying to piss you off, Tony. It's a joke. So, I mean, yeah, obviously, we don't want
we love you, Tony. Yeah. Well, I mean, I enjoy Tony being...
Pissed off?
Naggy. Oh. What was I saying?
Can you rewind it?
Can you tell me what I was saying?
I don't remember. We were talking...
Oh, yeah. I got my new phone.
Yes, new phone.
And on my new phone, there was some reason that I was mentioning that I got a new phone. On my new phone.
Yes.
Shit.
Yeah.
We were talking about.
The record breaking things.
Yeah, I got it. Fatty and his bumpers.
Yes.
So on my old phone, I had Fatty set to double speed or 2.5 speed or whatever the case was.
Right.
And now that I've switched to my new phone, it transfers all your apps, but not all your settings don't always get transferred over. Oh,
so now he's at normal
speed. And so he's at normal speed.
He sounds drunk.
That here in Big Fat Acres on whatever. That is like a 5-minute song or something. I'm like,
yep.
What?
Fatty the Pooh. Yeah.
Yeah, Fatty the Pooh. It is so long. I'm like, that's like half his show.
It is.
Right there is that, but I never noticed it in double speed because it went so much faster.
I feel here's the thing. I feel like when I watch like Late Night with Seth Meyers or Stephen Colbert or anything, I'm watching them on YouTube, right? I don't watch them on NBC or whatever. So I watch them on YouTube. And YouTube, the way they upload their clips, they put up segments, right? And so I've never actually watched a full episode of Late Night. I've never watched a full episode of Stephen Colbert. But I feel like we need some kind of tool like that for podcast because I would love it if, I could just listen to Fatty once a week because I don't care about the grocery report. Like, I don't ever want to hear the grocery report. I don't care about there's some things that he does on his show that are just lists. You know what I'm saying? There's no real content. It's not about his life. It's just lists. Oh, like, here, so-and-so is celebrating their birthday today. It's like, you could take the birthday segment out. It's like, I don't need the birthdays. I don't need the shopping report. I just want to hear how was your weekend? How was your day? And, and move on. Right. But that's what we need AI for. We need AI to be able for me to be able to tell an AI, hello, you're my personal entertainment AI. I would like for you to take last week's Big Fatty shows and strip out all the bumpers, just cut in. I only want to hear him talk, and I'm only interested in these segments.
I do not mind any of it. I just never realized how slow and
long that song is.
Like, it's okay. Like, I don't look. It's his show. He can do whatever he wants with his show.
Oh, it's fine. I no longer have the time in my day.
Yeah.
To listen to his show every day. So anytime I'm listening to it, it's trying to catch up, and it's one of those I want to skip segments. It's like you know what I'm saying. It's like I often will skip ahead because it's like
you're very, very busy.
I'm a very busy lesbian.
Fatty gave, I talked to him this week on Zoom. I talked to Fatty on Zoom. I think he mentioned it on his show and I mentioned it on my show. So anyone who listens to our shows has already heard this. But he gave me his recipe for shishimi rice.
Shishimi rice, or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, am I behind on your show? I listened to you in the morning when I ran today. So it's like
I didn't mention it on my show. I talked to him. I talked to him on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, I texted him on Tuesday to see if he had Auntie Scott's number.
I got Taco Bell, and I'm going to see.
Okay,
if
we have confirmation. Kathy Marshall says you did not mention the recipe exchange. So there is no mention of the recipe exchange.
Well, he just, it's simple. It's fried rice, but you cook bacon in a pan, not in the oven, but in a pan. And then you keep a portion of the bacon grease in the pan and you fry your rice. And then you crumble the bacon up and put it into the rice.
I feel like he's mentioned this.
Basically, bacon fried rice.
Yeah, I feel like he's given this recipe on his show.
Well, I asked him. He may have, but I didn't remember. But he was, because when we have eggs, rice, and ham or bacon or some sort of meat. And so he thought Mark might like it. Although Mark has fried rice with just about every possible ingredient. And so I was like, I'm sure you've done this before, but I'll tell you what Fatty said. He's like, oh yeah, I've done that before, but it's good. He likes it.
I'm very curious what the nuts and bolts are.
It's Chex Mix.
That's all? It's just Chex Mix? Just store done Chex Mix?
No, it's homemade Chex Mix, but it's his recipe for Chex Mix.
Because his has got like pretzels and ranch dressing and things in it.
Well, I don't know what the recipe is, but it's Chex Mix. It's just it's cereals, various cereals.
Yeah.
Nuts, pretzels, whatever. I don't know what he puts in there, but it's like a Chex Mix.
Am I confusing the pretzel thing? What are the pretzel things with the ranch and the cheddar seasoning? You know, like the ranch dressing, the powder. You know what I'm saying? And you mix them.
Well, maybe he puts ranch dressing powder in his.
Maybe because I am way behind on Big Fatty Online. I am up to date on a Little Fatty Cast. So I think it was something that Larry Vader made.
Oh, I don't like wheat Chex.
I love wheat Chex.
I like rice Chex.
I like all the Chex.
Well, rice Chex is my favorite. Corn Chex I will do as a second place. I do not like wheat Chex because here's the thing. I like soggy cereal, but I like, there is a point where it's too soggy. Yeah. You have to, it's the point where it's a little crunch.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's because you're taking too damn long. Well. You're taking too damn long to eat it.
I want it to be soggy is what I'm saying. Like when rice Chex gets soggy, that's my favorite.
I see.
But wheat Chex does not get soggy.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It like stays that crispy, and I want there to be a little bit of sog.
That's the best. This is one of those. Do you also need for it to have a side, and you can't just eat cereal alone? You also have to have toast with jam, and it's like, and if you don't,
no, cereal's like more of a snack thing, and I try not to keep cereal because I will eat it. I love cereal, but yeah, it's more of a snack thing, and no, I just eat cereal. I don't need to have anything else with it. I have milk. That's it.
I watched Shrinking.
Now, if it's Rice Chex or Rice Krispies, I pour like a cup of sugar on top of it. It looks like a snow-capped mountain when I'm done. You watch Shrinking. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm pretty much done. There's one more article, but I feel like we can save it. It's not time sensitive or anything. There's this online reality show that's UK based, but it's kind of on YouTube. And there's several different things there we can talk about. But anyway, I feel like, it's been an hour and 14. It's been an hour and 14 minutes.
And this is going to be cut up into three or four. So Tony will be getting this piece in March.
No, it'll be late February.
Okay.
Yeah, because like we're not doing a show next week, but this coming Friday, when we're not doing a show, last week's after show will be posted.
Level 13.
Will be posted.
But you're going to post it to the main feed so that we don't have...
No.
Okay.
But it's going
You've
to level
You've done
13.
That before.
I have done that before. But we're not doing... But that was when we were like going to miss like 4 weeks in a row and stuff like
that.
But anyway, I was also... I had a lot. I was way behind then. Like I was months behind then. So... Yeah, I just predict that this is going to happen, though. I predict that this is... Tony, this is my prediction. After the break, the MLK Day break, we will be live. We will be... The after show will come out the Friday that the show came out. So the show will come out and it posts. Honestly, it's usually done with editing by late Monday or early Tuesday, but then I forget to post it. And then I remember on Wednesday afternoon in a panic that I forgot to post the show. So I need to get better. I need to get better that when Adam tells me to just go ahead and post it right then. Good night, Kathy Marshall. In fact, Adam, I was thinking about this.
Yeah. Oh, there she comes. She's delivering my food.
Oh, do you have to go downstairs and get your food?
I do.
Okay, we'll go.
Soon.
Oh, soon. Okay. What was I saying? I predict what's going to happen is that I was thinking about this the other day. Is all I'm really doing when I post the episode is kind of just going down the Trello and writing like one or two sentences about things that we talked about and then our normal contact and things like, so I feel like I could just pre-do that. Uh-huh. Like maybe I should just pre-do that on Spotify while you're editing. And then that way when you post it, you can just publish it. Like when you're done editing, you can just publish it because the description.
So you'll create a draft?
Yes.
That I will add a video to?
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to let me know because I usually go in and drag the video into a new thing. But yeah, as long as I know that you've done that, then that's fine.
What I'm saying is then that way I won't be the holdup. Because right now I'm the holdup because I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot. I need to sit down and open the trailer.
Well, I forgot to edit it last week.
What I'm saying is, but there was another delay from you texting me saying it was done editing. I didn't post it until like a day later because I had forgotten about it.
I do have to go now because it's sitting out there in like 20 degree.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. 13. Love you
Goodbye.
All.
Goodbye. Goodbye.